Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel has now begun allowing a limited amount of aid airdrops into Gaza. The country's military also said it's opening up several aid corridors for humanitarian assistance. It comes as six people died in Gaza in the last day from hunger, bringing the total death toll from starvation and malnutrition to more than 130, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry of Health. Dr. Travis Maline describes what he's observed in the region.
I'm seeing, food desperation. I'm seeing healthcare workers that are eating literally just a single small meal of rice per day.
This morning, 12 people were killed while trying to get food at an aid distribution site. Passengers and crew on an American Airlines flight had to be evacuated during takeoff yesterday. It all played out at Denver Airport, where the flight crew reported a possible landing gear incident, according to the FAA. This is ABC News. A suspect is in custody after a mass stabbing at a Michigan Walmart. ABC's Dave Packer.
Terror for weekend shoppers at the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. Police say a man with a knife went on a stabbing rampage.
It is very uncommon for our area. But unfortunately, as I mentioned, no one is immune to this.
Grand Traverse County Sheriff Michael Shea says 11 people were stabbed, six in critical condition, but...
based on the information that we have at this time, it appears... there were random acts.
The suspect, a 42-year-old man, is in custody. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police have not yet named that suspect. Tesla's much-anticipated robo-taxi rollout in the San Francisco area that was expected to happen as early as this weekend is hitting a snag. The California Public Utilities Commission says Tesla has not yet applied for the necessary permits to operate autonomous vehicles in the state. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has said self-driving taxis will be the next chapter for his electric car brand. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July ends tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday morning to you. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend so far. Three things to cover in this forecast, in addition to, of course, the entire outlook over the next several days. The first I'll start with here, wildfire smoke. So studying the short-term forecast data and the upper-level winds, I am seeing that that could return first in high-level form today. That would cause a hazy sunshine, and then Monday perhaps into Tuesday as winds switch more to the north, some of that wildfire smoke from Canada could work its way down into southwest Wisconsin and cause air quality issues. The second, humidity and increasing chances for showers and storms. And then the third, a cold front pushes through midweek and will really feel its effects with cooler air and less humid air filtering into the region. Boy, oh boy, it looks beautiful and it'll feel comfortable the second half of the work week this coming week. So your forecast for today, areas of fog early, in fact, dense, a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning, and then mainly sunny and muggy the rest of the day, highs near 92, heat indices in the mid to upper 90s. Tonight, humid, becoming mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows around 71. And then Monday, a mix of clouds and sun, though could be sunnier at times, with a high near 93, and yes, still humid, heat indices in the mid to upper 90s, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms first early in the day, then a bit of a break, and then in the afternoon, a brief shower or storm just cannot be ruled out. Fairly isolated activity popping up across the southern part of the state. Monday night, increase in clouds overall and humid, a low near 70 with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, and Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, generally scattered, highs around 86, and the humidity still hanging on Tuesday, though a bit less humid on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and storms, generally widely scattered, and cooler, 78. As I said, Thursday and Friday looking even better, mostly sunny, highs around 79 on Thursday, and Friday near 80, mostly sunny, a little more humid on Saturday, highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a foggy 70 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 67. Yesterday, we had a high of 89 degrees and no precipitation. As a four, a record high on this day, that was 100, set all the way back in 1955. A record low 42 was set in 1962. Last year on this day, our high was 84 and our low was 63. Sunset today will come at 8:29, sunrise tomorrow at 5:47. No precipitation as the barometer is at 30.9 rising and winds are light out of the northwest. Again, it's 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Joan Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JoanChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Joan Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Did you know that the DNR has adaptive equipment you can borrow? Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds visitors that state parks, forests, and recreation areas offer a variety of universal recreation options across the state. With July being Disability Pride Month, the DNR is reminding of the equipment available to borrow, such as adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs and beach wheelchairs, and amenities such as accessible fishing piers, universal play areas, and barrier-free accessible cabins for camping.
Sauk County will be hosting a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park, coming up on Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. It will be held on South Shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. Activities are planned throughout the day, starting at 10 with an optional free yoga class on the beach or a guided hike. People Helping People will provide brats for lunch with sides donated by local businesses and community members. Musicians Alexander Gabriel and Cassandra White will perform live from 11:30 to 12:30. Two people in recovery from substance abuse or from substance use will then speak, sharing their stories of hope. Register for this free event online, and also registration helps organizers plan for food and is required by today to receive a free parking pass. For more information on registration, you can contact Hannah Erdman at hannah.erdman@saukcountywi.gov. You can also call 963-8467. Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration concludes today at Plain Community Park. Festivities today include the youth baseball tournament at 9:45. The beach luau parade will step off at 11. You can still enter. Registration will begin at 9:45 in the back church parking lot. Following the parade, there will be a chicken barbecue at noon and live music featuring Donnie Brazik at 1. There will also be children's pedal pull at 1 and fire truck rides from 3 to 4. Food and refreshments will be available on the grounds. Catch the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical Little Shop of Horrors this afternoon at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Little Shop is a dark comedy considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. The performance is scheduled for this afternoon at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of 2 adults and any number of children. Tickets can be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Performances will be held next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has announced that Rebecca Reisterer, manager of obstetrics and emergency services, has been honored with the hospital's first Daisy Nurse Leader Award. The national recognition celebrates nurse leaders who foster environments where compassionate, high-quality care can flourish. Several colleagues nominated her, praising her unwavering support, calm leadership, and dedication to both her team and the patients they serve. Known for her approachability and professionalism, Reisterer leads her department with integrity, empathy, and commitment to the hospital's mission to deliver exceptional healthcare service. Rebecca Riesterer's leadership extends beyond her role in obstetrics. She's also responsible for the urgent care, staffing coordination, and shares in managing the emergency department, demonstrating her commitment to the broader hospital community. Areas of influence include patient safety and satisfaction, employee and provider engagement, interdisciplinary collaboration, and staff development. Her ability to remain composed under pressure, mentor new leaders, and promote evidence-based care has made a lasting impact on her teams. The Daisy Nurse Leader Award, presented by the Daisy Foundation, was created to recognize nurse leaders who may not provide direct patient care, but whose leadership is essential to creating a supportive and compassionate care environment. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Black Hawk Trail markers through Richland County, located in Gotham, Rockbridge, and Boaz. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Historical Marker Database, referencing the Black Hawk War, with a series of markers covering the events surrounding the June through August Wars of 1832 in Wisconsin. These markers were erected in 1998 by the Wisconsin Historical Society. In Richland County, there are three such markers, one located near Gotham, another in Rockbridge, and the third in Boaz. From Sauk County to Vernon County, the connection is traveling from east to west through Richland County. The first marker, numbered 400, is near Gotham. It's in Richland County. It is on Highway 14, about a tenth of a mile east of Yeager Lane at the wayside. It's titled The Pursuit West. The inscription reads as follows. During the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk and his band fled down the Wisconsin River after the July 21st Battle of Wisconsin Heights. 2 miles west of here, where the Pine River flows into the Wisconsin River, the band left the Wisconsin River and headed up the Pine River Valley. The second marker, numbered 401, is in Rockbridge. It's reached by traveling State Highway 80 north, and it's near County Highway D. The marker is at Pier Natural Bridge Park. Titled Troop Encampment, the inscription reads, according to local tradition, on the night of July 29th, 1832, during the Black Hawk War, General Atkinson's troops camped at this location. The next day, the troops proceeded up the west branch of the Pine River to abandon their supply wagon because of the rough terrain. And the third marker, number 402. It's located in Boaz in Richland County. It's on County Highway E near State Highway 171, north of Park Drive in the Boaz Community Park. It's located next to the Boaz Community Park building lot. It's titled Okooch Mountains. The inscription reads, during the Black Hawk War of 1832, Black Hawk's band and the pursuing military ventured into this unknown terrain of steep ridges and valleys. Following nearby the Mill Creek, some of the band headed to the rugged hills known as the Okooch Mountains. Along the way, many Indians died from exhaustion and starvation, and some from the battle wounds they had incurred. Check out the whole series of these markers telling the story of a significant event in Wisconsin history that played a part for Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Before There Was a Post Office in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, July 27th. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock, died on March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held from 1 to 3 today at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock. Irene R. Joyce, 89 of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. The funeral mass will be held on Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of your choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Irene R. Joyce, 89 of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday, July 22nd, at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral at the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Saturday, August 2nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11, and little flowers memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison, formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center, died on Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died on Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Samantha Tyler and Jordan Faber had a daughter, Evelyn Ann. Also in news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Rutherford had a daughter, Raylan K. Lorraine.
It's time for the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd at your local Ace stores in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools during the incredible 3-day event. Don't miss the savings, the fun, and the chance to support a great cause. Only at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, Hi-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
We do have a nice handful of birthday and anniversary wishes we'd like to send out on this Sunday, July 27th. Happy birthday today to Julie Pine from the Old Bag 18101. Happy birthday to Glenn Miller from your wife, Diane. Happy birthday to my special granddaughter, Shelley Drake, with love from Mary Smith, Grandma Mary Smith. Happy birthday to Mom from Callie. Also, happy birthday wishes going out to Shelley Drake today with love from Mom and Dad Hafner. Happy birthday to Don Wanless today from your wife and family. We love you so much. Also, happy birthday to Carlisle Peckham from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Carlisle Peckham, today. Best wishes to you. Also, happy birthday to Don Wanless from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Birthday wishes on behalf of the Richland Center Lions today going out to Carlisle Peckham and Luann Walton. Happy birthday as well today on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Jessica Blankenship, Lexi Ann Baumkamp, Mona Hatch, Max Krieger, Raina Miles, Paul Nelson, and Pat Slapek. Happy birthday from the Richland Center United Methodist Church to Edward Borton. The Little Willow Birthday Club would also like to wish birthday wishes today to Julie Aldrich and Luann Walton. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Rachel McGlynn, Jean McManaway, Carlisle Peckham, and Luann Walton. Best wishes on a birthday today. Happy birthday to Jean McManaway as well today from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. As for anniversary wishes, happy anniversary today to Jason and Kristen Campbell from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy anniversary as well today to Doug and Stacy Martinick from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Jim and Emily Hansel from your whole family, sending the best wishes and lots of love today. Happy anniversary as well today to Jim and Emily Hansel from Jay and Linda. Congratulations on 77 years. Happy anniversary to a very special couple, Jim and Emily Hansel as well today from the Mick Memorial Park. Congratulations on 77. And happy anniversary today to Doug and Jane Petrowski from the Five Points Lutheran Church. Best wishes, and I hope you have a great day with all of you celebrating birthday and anniversaries today from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Morning Sports on this Sunday is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. Phil Nee has a look at our featured local broadcast coming up later today.
The Arena Aces will host Hollandale today in area home talent baseball. For Nick Larson and the Arena Aces, there's a lot of history with the team.
You know, us being a small town, and as we talked before, baseball has always been big here. And, yeah, we got the two Jennings boys and their dad, Nick, that's played, and their grandpa, Norm, ran concession stands. And it's just kind of been a family tradition, if you would. And same thing, you know, some of them guys there back when they were little guys, they were chasing foul balls and coming early for batting practice. And it's just kind of a small town good feeling.
It's the first ever home playoff game for Arena in their franchise history. We'll have it for you today. Pregame time, 12:45, 1 o'clock first pitch time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Elsewhere, and taking a look at some of the other games going on today in the Sunday League, including Sun Prairie at DeForest, Sauk Prairie is at Cross Plains, Wanakee is at Ashton, it is Mazamani hosting Reedsburg, Black Earth is at Middleton, Wyota is on the road to take on Verona, Blancherville plays host to Mount Hoar of Pine Bluff, it is Arena hosting Hollandale, and Belleville is at Schulzburg-Benton. The Brewers suffered another tough loss yesterday to the Marlins by a score of 7-4 to make it 2 in a row. They have now dropped into a tie for first place in the National League Central with the Cubs. The Brewers tried to get a win at home and avoid a sweep with a 1:10 first pitch time today. You can hear that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league in National League play, Pittsburgh blanked Arizona 2-0. It was San Diego over St. Louis 3-1. San Francisco fell to the Mets by a score of 2-1. In interleague play, it was Philadelphia 9, the New York Yankees 4. Cincinnati took down Tampa Bay 6-2. Baltimore was unstoppable yesterday, defeating Colorado 18-0. It was Chicago Cubs getting the win over the Chicago White Sox 6-1. Boston took down the LA Dodgers 4-2. Texas topped Atlanta 6-5, and it was Washington over Minnesota 9-3. In the American League, Kansas City defeated Cleveland 5-3. It was Toronto 6, Detroit 1. The Athletics took down Houston 5-1. Cleveland scored a 6-4 win over Kansas City, and Seattle defeated the LA Angels 7-2. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Thank you. God's word tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. There seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way.
Going through a situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Way where there seems to be no way.
prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord of all. I just want to sing amazing grace, how sweet the sound saved us all.
at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence there is fullness of joy. There is none.
President Trump is facing questions about his administration's tariff policies while on a trip to Scotland this weekend. In response to a reporter's question, the president says it's 50-50. He strikes a trade deal with the European Union today. This afternoon, Trump is set to meet with Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission. Steep tariffs on countries around the world are set to kick in at the end of this week if those countries don't strike trade deals. The FAA is now investigating an American Airlines flight that was forced to abort takeoff yesterday in Denver. All 173 passengers and six crew members were evacuated onto the runway.
The airline saying one passenger was taken to the hospital with a minor injury and that the aircraft's issues involved one of its tires. Adding, quote, all customers and crew deplaned safely and the aircraft was taken out of service to be inspected by our maintenance team.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, 130 million Americans.